Nervous, actually very nervous, because this is my first time giving a class in the temple. And first, I would like to thank the senior devotees for giving me this opportunity to speak. I will try my best, but if there's anything that you don't understand or something I didn't say clearly, please feel free to ask, and I will do my best to clarify. And also, please give me your blessings so that I can serve you all today, and I can explain this verse to the best of my ability. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so let's start. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gurudeva, 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 Jaya Gurudeva. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Satashishimad, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Satashishimad, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaivam Narutamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Udiraye Nasta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavati tamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Jai. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Verse 32. It's ready. Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Kanchanya bahuradnaya. Kanchanya bahuradnaya. Harena cha maharena. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Senior devotees, any Prabhupada disciples? Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Kanchanya bahuradnaya. Harena cha maharena. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Kanchanya bahuranaya. Harena cha maharena. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Students. Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Kanchanya bahuradnaya. Harena cha maharena. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Shunyar adhyastaya kancha. Kanchanya bahuradnaya. Harena cha maharena. Ruchakena cha bhushitam. Word for word. Shunya. On the hips. Adhyastaya. Worn. Kancha, with a girdle. Kanchanya, made of gold. Bahuradnaya, decorated with numerous jewels. Harena, with a pearl necklace. Cha, and. Maha arhena, precious. Ruchakena, with auspicious substances. Cha, and. Bhushitam, adorned. Translation. About her hips, she wore a girdle of gold set with numerous jewels, and she was further adorned with a precious pearl necklace and auspicious substances. Purport by His Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Sorry. Auspicious substances include saffron, kunkuma, and sandalwood pulp. Before taking a bath, there are other auspicious substances, such as turmeric mixed with mustard seed oil, which are smeared all over the body. All kinds of auspicious substances were used to bathe Devahuti from top to toe. Om Gyanantimirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tamsta Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Chirada Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Tina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tupita Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshuri Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamamim Harim Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastita Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, before we delve into the meaning of this verse, let's have a recap of what has happened so far. So, amongst the students, can you tell me who Devahuti or Kardama Muni are? Anj? The father is Swayambhuva Manu. Yes. Yes, correct. Yeah. He said that Kardama Muni is the husband of Devahuti, and Devahuti is the daughter of King Swayambhuva Manu. So, she was used to royal life and luxury and all those kind of things. And she accepted him to be her husband and her spiritual guide. At first, this looks like a contrast between two completely different worlds. But the Bhagavatam is not just showing us external life. It is showing us internal transformation. Now that we remember who Devahuti and Kardama Muni are, and their story, let us look a little deeper into the situation described in the Bhagavatam. And let us try to understand what is actually being shown through these details. So in the section, Devahuti is described with beautiful ornaments, such as the girdle of gold and various auspicious substances and a pearl necklace. Now, we should pause and ask, why is the Bhagavatam describing this? These are not just flowery words that are just being described. They represent her material identity. They represent her royal upbringing, her comfort, and her external beauty. But then now she is under the guidance of Kardama Muni. These external details actually highlight something deeper happening inside of her. She is gradually shifting from external identity to internal spiritual growth. And in this way, we could see what good association does. It transforms consciousness slowly and deeply. So, for this class, I would like to discuss the topic of association and what good role models are. So, I have four lessons that I would like the students to remember and keep with them throughout their break and their life. So, lesson number one, association shapes consciousness. Let me ask you something. Raise your hand if you have ever noticed that if your friend is really focused on school or sports, like always studying, trying to improve themselves, you also feel like you want to improve yourself as well. Okay, good. And if someone around you is always distracted or not serious about something, how does it make you feel? You can raise your hand to answer the question. Yes? What?
Goofy.
Oh, goofy. Yeah, yeah. It makes you feel a bit distracted, right? So this is not just an accident. This is how the consciousness works. And Krishna actually explains this very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, texts 60 through to 63, he explains that repeated thinking creates attachment. Attachment shapes intelligence, and intelligence directs our life. So association is not just a neutral thing. It is very powerful and can change how we think of things, how we think of the world, how our life goes on. And once we understand how powerful association is, the next natural question is, how do we get the right association? Where do we get it from? So this leads on to my second lesson. Humility is needed for guidance. If you want to learn something, you have to first be humble enough to receive that guidance, that education. And let me ask you something. When you don't understand something in school, what do you do? Yes?
Raise your hand.
Yes, but who do you raise your hand to?
Dr. Banks.
Yeah, teacher. Yeah, Dr. Banks. Yeah. Yeah. But imagine if someone said that, oh, I don't need a teacher. I already know everything. They'll never learn anything new. And that's just not how life works. You have to keep learning. You're always learning. Even from nature, anything, you keep learning. Then, in the same way, Krishna explains how we should receive knowledge in life. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, he talks about how we should approach a spiritual master or a teacher with humility to inquire from him. And that means always asking questions, always wanting to know something. It doesn't hurt to ask. And to always serve him, to render service. So like following the instructions of the guru, or doing like Vyasa Puja, chanting Japa, all those kind of things you can do when you render service to the guru. And all of these things are connected to how Devahuti is transformed through Kardama Muni's association. So before this verse, it talks about how Devahuti renders so much service, such unconditional service towards Kardama Muni that she ignores her own body. And in this way, Kardama Muni is pleased by her service and instructs her to, you know, take care of her own body and be more like clean and just like herself. And so not only do we need to open to guidance, but we also need to understand what actually happens when we stay in association of devotees. So many of us, like some of the younger students, I know some of you might be grandchildren of so many Srila Prabhupada disciples. We're so lucky that here in Alatra, there's so many Srila Prabhupada disciples, so many senior devotees that we can learn from and take association from. And this is where my third lesson goes, that association with devotees purifies the heart. And have you ever noticed that when you are friends with someone who is kind, who's compassionate, who's generous, you tend to feel that. That energy connects with you as well. And if you're someone who is always complaining, always distracted, or just is always in a bad mood, you tend to always be in that bad mood with this person. And this shows something very deep, that everything that is around us affects us. It affects our heart, in a sense. And the heart gets influenced by the association. In the Bhagavatam, it describes that association with pure devotees destroys material attachment, awakens devotion for Krishna. And so Devahuti's transformation is not accidental. It is purposeful, because through her association with Kardama Muni, she is changing internally in the heart. She is changing and becoming more willing and more eager to become more Krishna conscious. And this transformation of the heart does not just come from physical association alone. It begins even more subtly through the simple process of hearing. Lesson 4. Hearing perfects the heart, purifies the heart. Even right now, you might think, I'm just sitting and listening, which I know sometimes it could be boring, just sitting in class, or even now, you might get bored. But actually, something is happening inside your heart while you're hearing. As you're hearing this verse, this Srimad Bhagavatam class, something's changing in the heart. Your heart is getting purified. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains that by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class regularly, the heart becomes cleansed and material contamination is removed, and eventually devotion awakens. So even by hearing carefully, one can become purified. So now you might think, oh, this is just a theoretical thing. It doesn't really apply to me. But now let's look at this closer to our own lives. I want to ask you a question. Who influences your thoughts the most in your life? Who are you aspired by? Yes? My parents? Yes, that's correct. For me, it's also my parents. My parents are like my first gurus, so yeah. Anyone else? Anyone inspiring you? Even like a celebrity? Melissa Rade? Yeah.
I was also thinking my parents. well, my spiritual master inspires me. Devotees who are my well-wishers, who inquire about me and care about my life, they inspire me. Seeing the service that other devotees have done continues to make me want to be of use and do service. Mm. Hard work, and I'm still proud of the hard work, and I want to continue doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yes?
My uncle.
Your uncle? Nice. How does he inspire you?
He does a lot.
What does he do? Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yes, Nalini? Oh, how does Narda inspire you? But how? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So he inspires you to improve, right? Yes, Hari? Your brother. Nice. Yeah. And even like your friends can inspire you, like Nalini does. And there's so many things you could do with a friend. Having a good friend is a really good thing in life. Even one friend in your life, you could do so much with them. And especially if you're doing spiritual things, those things last forever. So what spiritual things can you do with your friend? Anyone? Yes? Kirtan? Yes, you can have kirtan. Any other like services that you could do with your friends? Yes? Make food for the deities? Yeah. Hari? Chari and Japa? Yeah. 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 Yeah, Yudi. Yeah, Washing pots?
Yeah,
they wash pots
in the kitchen.
Nice. Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah? Yes? Dressing the deities, yeah. That is really fun to do, especially with friends. Or even, like, examples could be also sometimes the pujari rooms where all the jewelry and clothing are, they sometimes need to be organized because they get very messy. And so I used to do that a lot with my friends. I would go and organize the jewelry and everything like that. And, yes?
And I just want to add in that if you're interested in organizing the jewelry, there are little videos that give you, it's in the pujari room, that give you instructions on how we try to keep things organized. I just had to put that little plug in there. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah, those things can also help. Yeah. And when you're with, like, your associates, with your friends, do they help you become focused or distracted? Yes. Yes, nice. Yeah. And sometimes, yeah.
Depends on who your friends are.
Yeah.
If your friends are focused, it helps you become focused. And if they're a little distracted, then you get, like, what's his name said, goofy.
Yeah, you get goofy. Yeah. And another analogy that I want to give is that our consciousness is like a garden. And you can either grow the flowers, which are good association, or you ignore the garden, and without you even trying, the weeds will pop up. And so if you really pay attention to your garden, your consciousness, you could try to pluck out those weeds. You could try to take care of your garden, nourish those flowers, nourish those friendships that really help you in your spiritual life. And you'll keep those for forever. Like, I had a lot of friends in my old home I used to live in Mayapur. And we used to do a lot of devotional service together. We would read the Bhagavad Gita a lot. And I'm still in contact with them. And it's really nice to always hear from them. And, yeah. Yeah. And another, let's say, a story that I would like to give of someone who is not in a good association is the story of Ajameel. Does anyone want to say the story of Ajameel?
Somebody from the older boys. How's
that? Yeah.
They all know the
story behind
this.
I know. I'm just wondering if Spider has so much courage. Yeah. Any of the girls in the back? I know we've done the story of Ajameel during Kishore Yatra on a multitude of times, so I know you guys know what it is. Oh, okay. I mean, Malipranaya, you could probably... Yes, that's correct. Round of applause. Good job. Yeah, so that's correct. And there are so many other stories of how bad influence affects a person in their life and how they try to get back. And back to my previous point, in this way we could see that association shapes consciousness. And we could see this through Shastra. But now, let me put this in a more modern application. So now that you all are going to summer break, some of us are graduating, going out into the world, we will see new things, we'll hear new things, new people from different backgrounds, different races, different religions. And even like now, through social media, when you're like scrolling, you will be influenced by a lot of things, a lot of views, political views, environmental views, religious views. And not everything that we hear or see are helpful to us. There may be some things that we don't really need to know, or some things that really don't apply to our life. and don't help us in the long run. And just like how Devahuti carefully chose her association with Kardama Muni, in the same way, we should also choose who we associate with. And even like in the community, there might be some people that we don't want to be with. We don't want to like be in association with. So even in the community, you should also be careful from who you take association from. So like people you can take an association from is like your well-wishers, your family, friends, people that you know are good people at heart. Because being a devotee, well, I mean, not all devotees are essentially good people. But yeah, just make sure that they're a good person at heart before you take association of them.
And just to add to that very nice point, we could try to be the association. We can try to be the association that we want to get. Because by being that association, by being strong in our Krishna consciousness or attempting to be strong in our Krishna consciousness, then we'll attract people that will be attracted to that. So there might be reasons to not want to be distracted by a person who's particularly scatterbrained or whatever.
Yeah.
But if we be that strong association, then they can also benefit and we can also benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. And like good association, when you're in association with devotees, it feels so good, right? Like especially during Festival of the Holy Name, Sadhu Sangha, Kuli Mela, we feel so good inside, and as it ends, you realize, oh, I don't want it to finish, because the association is so good, all the kirtans, all the devotees you meet, all the gurus that you meet there, it's just such a good feeling. It's like cleansing the heart, and it feels really good. So, yeah. And if we choose good association, we grow good qualities. We grow in them as we associate with people in good. If we choose bad association, our consciousness becomes disturbed. And another analogy I want to give is our consciousness is like a glass of water, like a pure glass of water. And when we take bad association, let's say that's like black icky water, even if you put like a little bit of it, it could affect that water. The water becomes dirty. But when we pour more pure water from good association, gradually that water, the water in ourselves, the consciousness, it becomes cleansed. So in that way, it's not too late to take good association. And let me see. And ultimately, the highest association is with Krishna himself by chanting the Maha Mantra, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, or even by association with his devotees, because through them we serve the devotees. We become the servant of the servant of the servant. And in that way, we are in connection with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explains that spiritual life begins with hearing and association, with good association. And I remember when I was a child, we were always told that there's two things that Srila Prabhupada said that affect your spiritual life. The quality of your rounds, which is hard, I know that, and having good association. So he really stressed having good association a lot throughout his life and through his books. He mentions that very much. And right now, let's quickly gather everything that we have discussed and see the core lessons from this class. So, can someone tell me the four lessons that I mentioned? Just one of them.
Okay.
That I said in the class. Yes? Have a good association. Yes, association with pure devotees. Anyone else? Anyone in the back? Yes, humility. Yeah, having humility is the first step to having good association. Because only through that can we actually, yes? Excuse me? Oh, yes, to keep learning. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Anyone else? Yes? Yes, good job. Huh? Yeah, that's good. Malisham? Yes, hearing purifies the heart. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, association. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that is all I have to say for the class. Mother Nanda, do you want to say anything else?
We just want to thank you all. We just want to thank you for giving such a very nice class. And I couldn't have done it without your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Yes.
But one of the things that gives me a lot of hope and confidence is when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path protects one from the greatest fear. So it's like, even if, like Ajahnil, your life takes you in many different places, because your association changes and you may get led here and there, all those core lessons,
yeah.
The right time, in the right place, Krishna makes arrangements to bring all of his children back to him.
Yes.
So it always gives me, like, it's like a shelter for me, for anyone in this life. You can always be brought back.
Yeah. Yeah, Krishna in that way is so merciful with us. Yeah. Any questions or comments? Yes?
So I just wanted, so comment and a question. So the comment is, you're having influence beyond this room, because people are texting me and saying, who's giving that wonderful class? And Mother Mukhi in particular was the one asking, and so she's very much enjoying your class, even though she's not here. And then I guess a question I have, like a practical question, is that I appreciate you made mention of influence and association through social media, through those channels. How do you evaluate personally whether that association or that influence is something that's positive or not?
Well, I mean, for all the students, we already had our safety lessons with you. So you already kind of taught us all of that. But yeah, so you just think for a second, how does this influence my life in the long run? Is this good for me? So like, if it's something that actually affects your life, like a class by some devotee in some temple that affects you, that connects with you, that could be good. Or even people outside of our community, outside of Krishna consciousness, they could still give so many good life lessons that we could take with us. Those are good too. So it's not just like just Krishna consciousness stuff. It's stuff that just affects our life in a whole, as a person, as a citizen of the world. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else? Any questions? Clarifications? Anything? All right.
So I was thinking in relation to that question, how do you judge whether what you see on social media is going to be positive or negative? But here's another way to look at it. Have you ever noticed that when you read a story from Krishna book, you kind of remember it, right? And then you kind of forget it sometimes also. And sometimes when you're looking at those little things on social media, they like burn into your memory. You know, they burn into, you're remembering this one guy chasing this, you know, donkey around. What good is that? But somehow or other, my consciousness is so low that it's more attracted to that than it is to remembering the details of the Krishna book story. So I have to be really careful what I watch, because I remember all of those things. And who wants to remember those things at the time of death as opposed to remembering Krishna's service, you know? There's a story of from Mayapur way back, back in our life, but not when you were born probably. Mm-hmm. But of when the devotees first used to go to Mayapur, they weren't so accustomed, the Western devotees weren't so accustomed to the dangers of swimming in the Ganges, you know? So now there's been enough close calls and warnings so that people are pretty cautious when they approach the Ganges, thinking that they're going to swim across the Ganges. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, in the early days, there was this one devotee before we had heard this who was swimming across the Ganges and got pulled under in the current in the middle of the river and almost left his body. But somehow or other, it wasn't his time and he didn't leave his body. But when he came back to the shore, he said, at the time when he was pulled under, he remembered a commercial that he heard about bubblegum. So we might think, oh, looking at all these silly things on the internet or whatever, they're not so bad, you know, they're not violent, they're not against the four regulative principles, let's say. But they burn into your consciousness. And what if that surfaces at the time of death, as opposed to a description of Krishna's lotus feet? So we hear these cautions and we think, yeah, but that's not going to happen to me. Yeah, but I can look at that because we have to be careful. And it's so much easier to be cautious and not get all that influence than try to forget all the influence that we had. Somehow or other, that influence sticks. It's sticky because and you know why it's sticky? Because we've been around in the material world a really long time. This isn't your first time around. This isn't your first time being 8 years old. It's not your first time being 20 years old. It's not your first time being practically 100 years old. You've been around a long time going around in those cycles, which Srila Prabhupada very kindly has woken us up a little bit anyway out of our deep slumber and said, you know, that's not the best thing. Birth, death, old age, and disease. It's not the most pleasing thing. So now it's your last Worship Wednesday, which is a sad day for us, but probably a happy day for you because it means that school's out soon, right? But, you know, try to take to heart the lessons that Subhadra very nicely brought to our attention today. Association is really important. So you have that opportunity now over the summer break, which in your lifetime will seem like it's a really long time, but it's only a few weeks, and soon you'll be back here again. We'll be glad for that too. But anyway, association is really important. If we tried to develop the attitude that, yeah, it's true, I don't know everything, and maybe even though I might not agree when these adults tell me to watch out for this and watch out for that, that it might have a bad effect, but maybe there is something there that I need to hear and need to learn from them who've been around the block a few times, as they say, you know? So try to develop an understanding that, yes, I'm not the center of the world, unfortunately, but Krishna's the center of the world, fortunately, and my opportunity to try to remember him will be enhanced. It will be made easier by good association. And one might think, yeah, but all my good association is some other place. But then we can take the attitude and the opportunity to be the good association, to be that person who tries to remember Krishna, to be that person who tries to chant Hare Krishna with a little bit of attention every day, and that way attract a good association. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You did a great job. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
And as a result of doing that great job, we're wishing to hear more and more from you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And the rest of you. You get another turn. Hare Krishna.